Well, thank you for coming, everybody. I also want to thank everybody for your patience this last week. I know that you all have a job to do, and I know there was a lot of time where I couldn't say much, and I appreciate your patience. It's been a hectic couple of days, and now there's a lot to do as we move forward. I just got done meeting with the team and talking with them about where we're headed, talking about, asking them questions like, what do you want in your next coach, and making sure they're going to class, continuing to work out, those types of things. Before I get started in our process and where we're headed, one of the things that I'd like to do is just thank Coach Alford for all that he did here. Certainly he had an 8-year run, and in this day and age, to have that long a run and to have some of the great memories, the championships, the last couple of years in Carver Hawkeye, our record, I just really appreciate it. I didn't get a chance to work with him for very long, but I truly believe he's a good coach and a good person, and I wish his family very well. A national search is on. We're underway, and we're going to go out and find the next leader of the University of Iowa basketball program. Change is difficult, and I certainly, it's been hectic, but I am very, very excited about the opportunity to go out and find a new leader. This is one of the premier basketball programs in the country. I think we all know that when you take a look at our history, our tradition, when you look at our average attendance is always in the top 25 and has been for a long, long time. All the things associated with our basketball program, there's just a great, great opportunity here. And so talking about the fact that, certainly the basketball program has a great reputation, but beyond that, way beyond that, the overall athletic tradition, the university, it's one of the premier research institutions in the country. We happen to all, unless any of you want to disagree at this point, but we happen to all believe it's a great place to live. I said when I was hired, I have two little kids, and I can't think of a better place to raise my family. And, we have the opportunity with the resources that we have, the fans that we have, to go out and find a great basketball coach, and that's what I intend to do. We have great facilities already, and as all of you know, we also have some plans well in the works to make terrific facilities already even better. And then finally, I won't have any difficulty selling the fact that we have incredible fan support. Again, going back to the tradition of filling this building and all the support we receive in all of our sports, including men's basketball. While it's important, and I realize the importance of moving swiftly, and we certainly will, I'm not going to compromise finding the best person simply to meet a deadline. So this is an important decision. We're going to make it swiftly, but more importantly, I'm going to get it right. So I'm not going to say we're going to be done by this date. We're going to go out, we're going to work quickly, and we're going to find the best person that's available. And the person that I believe and that we believe as an institution is the best fit for Iowa. I will lead the search process. I'll be engaged and in charge of each step. I'll work closely and already have been working closely with President Fethke and Central Administration, and that will continue. We're going to make sure that every detail of the search is covered, and make sure that it's done right, it's done appropriately, but also having the flexibility to move swiftly. I do plan to have a small search committee. Nobody has been named in that capacity at this point. They'll help me screen candidates. They'll help me take a look and be actively engaged in narrowing down a list. I'll certainly seek recommendations, but the final decision will be mine, and the final recommendation will be mine to make to the president. And so that's how I plan to go about the search process. What am I looking for? I probably could turn it around and ask you what you think I should look for, and my guess is we'd have similar answers, but I'll go down and officially talk about some of the same things I've been talking about since I arrived. I expect, obviously, somebody that knows basketball and is a proven winner in basketball. We have goals, and those goals I've talked about a lot, about competing for championships, both in the Big Ten and then having postseason success. So obviously we need somebody who can win. We need somebody who's competitive academically, somebody who has a proven track record of making sure that we bring in young people who want to go to school, who want to have earn a degree from the University of Iowa, and then has a proven track record of making that happen wherever they've been. And so academics, and more than just the grade point, more than just the GPA, I want a coach who has the leadership skills to develop young men. Yes, we need to have the graduation rates. Yes, we need to have the GPA, but we need people to leave here great citizens, somebody who you'd want to live as your next-door neighbor in your community. And so that's important, a developer of young men. And then finally, no matter what we do, all of us, including our men's head basketball coach, I need somebody and want somebody and will not settle for anybody less than the person who is willing to represent us with first class and integrity every time they're doing something. You know, representing the university, representing the athletic department, representing the state, everybody who has a passion for the Hawkeyes and feels the importance of that piece of the puzzle, the integrity. So those are the three things: winning, academics, and integrity. And then underneath each of those, obviously, is a laundry list of all the things that go with each of those categories. Obviously, at the University of Iowa, we're looking for somebody with significant coaching experience. It's very likely, and I'm going to prefer, that they have head coaching experience at the Division I level. I'll reserve the possibility of that person out there who's the associate head coach and is the top associate head coach in the country. But it's very likely, and the people that are most likely to make our final list are going to have Division I head coaching experience. I guess at this point, I would tell you, and I think a little bit about the process related to media. As you all know, I do my best to get back to you whenever I can. There's going to be a little lapse in that. I'm not going to be able to be talking publicly about the search process, so forgive me in advance if I'm not able to return your calls. Obviously, Phil's office and Steve's office will do the best they can to answer all your questions because I know you have a job to do, but we're going to go into this search process. It's going to be active, and I won't be saying anything about it until, you know, I don't know if it'll be in this room or where it'll be, but when we have a chance to introduce to you the next head coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Important are ties to the University of Iowa with your potential candidate?
Fit. That was an advertisement for this product, I think.
No, you had the label turned away.
Okay. Shame on me. You know, the most important thing is fit, and I'm not going to define that as having to have worked at the University of Iowa or lived in the state of Iowa. But they certainly have to embody what we who live here and we who know this state and we who know this university and this athletic program, they have to fit into that culture.
With the hiring of Tubby Smith today at Minnesota, what does that do to the search for Iowa and for Michigan? Does it
help? Well, it takes one less name out of the pool. You know, jokingly, but, you know, Coach Smith is a terrific coach. You know, Minnesota, I'm sure, is going to be happy with their hire, but obviously, you know, there's a lot of other coaches other than the one who just left Kentucky.
If you wanted to make a swift decision, do you have sort of a time frame on when you want to have someone hired by, or is it just out there?
It's out there. You know, we need to move as quickly as we can because the players that I just met with, the recruits, families who have called me asking where, you know, we all need to know who our next leader of our basketball program is. But again, I want to get it right, and so we're going to make sure that we move swiftly, but also not at the expense. If there's somebody out there that it might take a few more days or, you know, maybe another week, we'll make sure that we go after the right person.
Is there an interim right now kind of holding everything in line while the search is going on?
I haven't named an interim. I'll be meeting with Tim and Billy tomorrow morning and just talking a little bit more about their plans and our next step with them, as well as Paul Weir and some of the other staff. But there is not an interim head coach at this point.
With Minnesota hiring Tubby for over $1 million, but Michigan likely to finally pay a coach market value, probably $1 million. What are you able to pay a new coach in light of the bar raising?
Well, you used a broad stroke. You said Minnesota paid Tubby over $1 million. My understanding it was a little bit more than just over $1 million, because if that's all he got, you know, we're currently paying our coach around $1 million a year. We have traditionally been competitive with the Big Ten and with the national averages, and we're going to make sure we continue to be competitive. I'm not going to peg it to a certain number because, it, you know, as is the case, commensurate with experience, isn't that what's always listed in advertisements? We're going to pay somebody, you know, depending upon where they sit in terms of experience and what they bring to the table, but it will be competitive with the Big Ten and nationally.
Gary, you mentioned that this is like a football first school. Do you agree with that perception?
You know, I know this. I know Hawkeye fans love every sport that we have. And so, you know, the way I look at it, we have a tradition of full stadium, and we have a tradition of a full arena. And so I just know Hawkeye fans love both of those programs. In the fall, there's a lot of focus on football, and in the winter, it turns to basketball and wrestling.
Can you characterize your last few conversations with Coach Alford leading up to his departure?
You know, we talked before New Mexico called. One of the things, just to go back in time, I think I've shared with this group and those of you I've talked to individually, I had a very good working relationship with Steve. We talked at least weekly formally, and then obviously ran into each other in the hallways more than that. And the purpose of that, and I do that with Coach Ferentz, I did it with Coach Alford, I do it with Coach Doherty, I'll do it with the next basketball coach. I want to make sure we're always on the same page so that, you know, from week to week, there aren't many surprises. And so we had several conversations, you know, every week about where we sit, where we're headed. And so when the New Mexico job came up, we talked about, you know, what's going to happen if they call me and ask for permission. What are your thoughts? And then we talked after, you know, that permission was requested. And then we talked, of course, when he made his final decision. I'm not really willing to go into the details of those conversations. And I didn't get a chance to watch the press conference in New Mexico. So I don't know exactly what he said, but certainly he's the person most qualified to tell you his reasons for taking the New Mexico job.
When did you first learn that he was really interested in New Mexico?
You know, it's been a busy week, so I'm going to have a hard time telling you exactly what day. I want to say it was either late Tuesday or early Wednesday, I think, is about when it seemed like it was really starting to get serious.
Have any players discussed or asked for a transfer?
No.
You anticipate that?
I'm not going to speculate. I just met with the team, and we had a great discussion. You know, we talked about, again, controlling things you can control, go to class, continue to practice and work out as your off-season workouts have been, and, you know, let us go out and hire a great coach, and then once we get that great coach in here, they can get a chance to know that person, and we'll go from there. So I'm not going to speculate, but at this point, that request has not been made.
Have you talked to recruits then and let them know where everything stands and all that?
Yeah, there are some NCAA restrictions into some of my outgoing calls at this point. I've received several calls from recruits or their parents. I can take any incoming phone call, and so for any recruits listening, I can take any incoming phone calls. And so any call that has come in, I've certainly had great conversations with those families and those individuals. And then, I'm sorry, to follow up, tomorrow after I have my conversations with Tim and Billy, then we can figure out our strategy in terms of who's going to be our point person with the recruits and the contact that we're allowed to have from coach to prospect.
Will there be any player representation on the search committee?
I haven't gotten to the point of determining who will be on the search committee. I will tell you this. I've already asked the student athletes what they want in a coach. I've told them I'll communicate with them during the process. It may depend on the process as to whether or not I can reveal who the particular candidate is, but I'm going to do the best I can to keep them informed. I don't know yet that there would be someone on the search committee. That can be a little cumbersome from the standpoint of class time and travel and those types of things.
You talked about hiring a head coach, at least. That's
the process we're in right now.
That's what you prefer, to hire a sitting head coach, an active head coach, or possibly a head coach who's maybe not be coaching this year?
You know, I'm not going to speculate whether it be. I definitely need someone who has Division I head coach experience. I'm not going to speculate whether it'll be someone who's currently employed or someone who's not.
Do you have certain coaches in mind right now? Have you contacted any? Do you feel the pressure with the Michigan opening?
Well, obviously Michigan is open. Kentucky is open, and there may be some crossover in terms of candidates we're talking to or want to talk to. I have not had any conversations with any coaches at this point. I think I shared with the group that was around yesterday or the day before that I always, for every position, not just the men's basketball coach, I always am looking for talented people who I think would be a good fit at Iowa in every coaching position, every administrative position, and so I certainly have some people in mind.
What Will you hire a firm to do background checks, or you do that?
I'm considering it, but I haven't done that at this point.
You haven't been around for all of Steve's tenure, but I wonder if you have some insight into what you think went wrong or why it is that he left a Big Ten school for a Mountain West school.
Again, I didn't get a chance to see the press conference at New Mexico, but I really believe he's the person, because I haven't been here that long. Part of what I would try to offer would be speculation. I think Steve is the best person to answer the question, what he believes, why he decided to take the New Mexico job. There are well-documented incidents that occurred during Steve's tenure. Pierre Pierce is probably the most publicized. But I would certainly surmise or talk about the fact that any coach that's been somewhere for 8 years probably has had several public relations issues that they've had to deal with. And, there's no manual that tells you how to deal with something that difficult, that tragic. So I don't know if there's any one thing that can point to the reason that he decided to go to New Mexico. Again, you'd have to ask him that. I'm focused now on I really did enjoy the time that I spent with him. I'm disappointed. I don't have the opportunity to work with him longer, but I'm focused on finding a new basketball coach.
Were you surprised at all by his decision to leave?
Yeah, a little bit. But, again, we've been communicating regularly, so it wasn't a sudden shock. Just over the course of our conversations, I certainly had thought that we'd be going into next year working on getting better.
That was already starting to build about his future, Coach Alford's future at Iowa for next year. Is there any relief on your part that he left on his own?
No, I'm not going to say that, and I don't feel that. I'm a strong believer that things happen for a reason. They happen the way they're supposed to turn out. And again, we had such great communication throughout. From the time I arrived here, we both knew where each other stood. We both were working our tails off to try and make the men's basketball program better. And now I'm faced with a situation where I have the opportunity to go out and find the next leader of Hawkeye basketball. And I said it at the beginning of my comments, despite the craziness of the last couple of days, I'm very excited to go out and find the next great leader of this program.
This will be your first hire for a major coach. Is there any thought in your mind that this will be one of the early defining moments of your tenure as Iowa's athletic department, and what do you think of that?
I think when you hire people, that's the most important thing you do in a department, and when it's a visible position, it's certainly, as witnessed by all of you deciding to join me today, it's certainly something that a lot of attention is paid to. I don't put extra pressure on myself to say that, if I don't get this right, it's going to be a bad mark. Because we're going to get it right. I have every confidence we're going to get it right. Once we make the hire, it'll be the right hire, and we'll go full speed ahead. So I don't sit around and lose sleep over it. Every time we hire someone, it's important because we're made up of the people we have working in the program. It just happens to be a little bit more visible when it's a basketball coach, a football coach, or one of our higher visibility sports.
What were some of the player concerns that were addressed to you? What were some of the maybe the player concerns or questions they may have had for you?
I'm going to let the conversation kind of lay inside the locker room, but there wasn't anything that was significant of concern to me. As you might imagine, they signed on with a group and a university when they arrived at the institution, and now the group of coaches that they signed on with are gone. And so that's an emotional time. It's a shocking time. But nothing we talked about was of deeper concern than just let's go out and find a new leader so they know where they're headed.
Would you release the signed recruits if after you hire the next guy they say we want to leave?
I'm going to wait until we get the new person here. I'm going to wait related to any type of request like that. I hope we don't get any of those requests, but I'm going to wait and see who we hire before I make any decisions like that.
How long have previous coaching hires with which you've been involved lasted?
Well, the two most visible and significant were related, were at Washington, both in a football hire and a basketball hire, and, as is the case in most situations, they were short. I don't remember exactly, but they were weeks, not months.
Your buddy at Iowa State took 2 days to hire McDermott. Are you going to try to break that record?
I'm gonna do everything I can to move swiftly, and I'm gonna try and get it right.
Regarding the other coaches on staff, will he have the full authority to hire coaches? And the two that are here now, will they remain in their position?
I haven't had a chance to meet with Tim and Billy. We know that Craig took the position and went with Steve. I don't know exactly what Steve and Tim and Billy have talked about, so that's part of what I'll learn tomorrow. I'm certainly going to have a great conversation with the two of them about what their future is, short-term or long-term here, and then where else they might be interested. And then just a generic statement of how when I hire coaches, it's very unusual that I make a coach keep the coaches that are currently on staff. But depending on my feelings about those coaches, I might encourage them to interview those coaches. And, without jumping ahead to tomorrow morning's meetings, I have a strong suspicion I will encourage the next coach to take a hard look at Tim and Billy.
Getting back to the committee, sometimes that becomes a very cumbersome, communicative situation. You probably will have a small number, not a large number.
It's likely it will be a small number. We'll have great discussions about process and paring the numbers of candidates down, quickly eliminating those that don't meet our criteria. But I'll be asking for recommendations. But the final decision will be mine, and then working with the president, telling President Fethke, this is the person I want to hire, getting his approval, and then making the offer.
Was there any severance agreement with Alford, or is it completely gone away?
Well, what will happen next week, there isn't a significant amount of money that remains by virtue of his resigning to take the New Mexico job. But there are always, when you leave an employment, there are always sort of, turn in your keys, turn in your cell phones, turn in your, and then just going through his contract and making sure all the compensation that he is due, that he receives, prorated up until the day that he worked, just normal procedural things when an employee leaves a place of business.
Do you have any reservations, or is this too speculative about 6-7 year contracts? I think Tubby again was 7 years at 1.8 or something in that.
Well, I don't know the details of those 7 or 8 year contracts. I think that's a long period of time, but they might have clauses in there that shift and move depending on where they're at in that particular time. So I'm not saying I'm going out with this many years, and if somebody doesn't like it, they're not going to be here. It's just going to depend on the individual and the situation and the negotiation. I'm going out to find the best coach, and then we'll figure out what the compensation package looks like. Certainly we'll have some ideas and some parameters in mind when we head out, but you have to have some flexibility depending on who you end up offering the job.
Now, will you search the final four? Will you conduct interviews down there possibly? Or
I'll be at the final four. I always am. I'm there every year.
With Steve's departure on his own, that puts a little bit more money into the pot, so that that makes it a little bit better for you as far as luring somebody here.
That's one way to look at it, that, certainly there isn't a buyout in this situation, but, this is a longer-term decision than just next year's budget, and so when you sit down and take a look at the package you put together for a coach, I'm going to be obviously paying attention to making sure it's competitive, as I said, in the Big Ten and nationally, and then take a look at who I have before me, and I'll make my decision based on that more so than whether, there's more cash flow in 1 year rather than another. Because it's a long-term commitment, and so, I have to make the financial commitment to that coach and make sure we can sustain it over a long period of time.
A couple of the players yesterday said that Coach Alford had mentioned to them that there was a negative culture around here. You haven't been in Iowa for very long, but would you care to comment on that? Have you seen any of that in your time here?
You all like me, don't you? There's no... seriously, wherever you go in Division I athletics, it's a passionate situation. I mean, one of the great things about having our arena and our stadium full because of that incredible passion is the same double-edged sword when people aren't happy. They express that passion on the other side of it. It goes with the territory. Certainly, we're all human. We want the fewest number of people to dislike us as possible, that, myself included. That's why I don't go on websites. I don't go on chat sites because rumor has it that there are some people on there that don't think I'm very bright or don't like me or whatever the case is. So it comes with the territory. So I would say our fans are incredibly passionate. Our fans fill the stadium. They fill the arena. And I love that about our fans. And I don't think our fans are any more nasty or whatever word you want to use than other Division I programs that have our kind of passion.
Did Steve give you the idea that was part of the reason he was leaving, though, that there was this negative environment?
You know, he indicated that he was up for a new challenge. After that, again, I think the best thing to do is see what he said when he took the job at New Mexico, and then get a chance to talk to him and ask him, you know, really what were the reasons that he decided to leave.
So you won't be buying a website, hirelonkruger.com?
I'm not going to say much more about that other than I don't know if Rick's in the room. That was a purchase that, you know, I think we have 55 or 60 websites that we purchased. Those negative ones were thrown in at the end. It was really about an extension of our licensing program where we try to protect all of our marks, protect all of the situations related to our program. But certainly we didn't have any intention of trying to squelch or thought that we could control freedom of speech.
Speaking of licensing, I'm sorry, Phil. Does Iowa's who a coach works for? I mean, that's not the right terminology, but the Nike coach, Adidas coach.
I knew where you were headed.
Yeah,
I'm just
going
to let you finish. Right.
Well, I'm stumbling through it. Yeah, answer what I'm going to ask.
Who? The longer we work together, the more I'll be able
exactly.
to do that, right?
Thank you.
And you'll be able to anticipate what I'm going to say when you ask me. Whenever you hire a coach, it will depend on who you hire. Related to what, you know, what the relationship might be. Nike is a great partner of ours. They've been very supportive of Kirk and Steve and some of our other coaches. When I hire the next coach, I'm sure we'll have a conversation as to whether they'll remain supporting that coach. My guess is that we'll have a pretty good chance of that just because so many coaches are on their list. And the University of Iowa, it's a combination of the coach in the university. Nike's already made a commitment to the university because they know that we share values, we share ideals, and we have a lot of exposure. So I think we'll have a very good chance of having Nike continue, but I won't know that for certain until we get the coach here.